Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. We're going to take some worship songs. Before we start praying with prayer point, blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord, who is life unto me, oh, who is life unto me, oh, among the birds, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises. Do in wonders, hallelujah. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises. Doing wonders, hallelujah. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna, 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 Another in the heart. Ah, yes. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. Will lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Thank you, thank dear Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, for everything. Dear Lord, God, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. There is power, power, on the walking power. In the blood of the Lamb, there is power, power, on the walking power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, there is power, power, on the walking power, in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, there is power, power, on the walking power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Jesus. Have your way, in our lives. Have your way, Lord, in this place. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, oh Lord. Have your way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way. Where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. Jesus is the answer for our today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for our today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and found there is none like you. Who are you, Lord? Faithful are you, Lord? Faithful are you, Lord? You are so faithful. Faithful are you, Lord? Faithful are you, Lord? Faithful are you, Lord? You are so faithful. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord, in our lives, we see what you're doing. One more time, we lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. Who is like unto me, who is like unto me, oh Lord, among the born. Is like me, you are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy is never falls to a day. They are near. They are near every morning, near every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God.
God is a miracle worker.
God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. You are Yahweh,
Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And every time I sing, know the breaking of the day, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Every time I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent Lord, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent Lord, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. How great, how great is our Lord. Think with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great. How great is our God,
How great is our God! How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! In all the sea, how great! All the air to see, how great is our God! You are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Niovanisi, you are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. You are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name.
Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Praise him. Adore him. Glorify him. Magnify him. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The rock of Israel, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles. Worship Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. Worship him. He is the great physician, the great deliverer, the great restorer, the great redeemer, the great savior. Worship him. He is before all things. And he is the one holding all things together. Praise him. He controls times and seasons. He decrees the end of things before they began. Worship him. He is the Lord great and mighty in power. Great and mighty in strength. Great and mighty in dominion. He is the Most High God. Worship him. He is the giver of life. Giver of eternal life. He gives strength to the weak, hope to the hopeless,
worship him. We praise you, Father. You are the Almighty God. Beside you, there is no other. You reign forever. You rule over all forever. We praise you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Lord. Ancient of Days, we praise you. King of Glory, we praise you. A Lion of the tribe of Judah, we praise you. Rock of Israel, Rock of Ages, we praise you. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. You're going to thank God. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your goodness and blessings that has filled my life. Say, thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercies that has filled my days. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for your goodness and mercies that have filled up my life. Thank you for your goodness and mercies that have filled up my days. Thank you because your goodness is following me everywhere I go. Your mercies are following me everywhere I go. Thank you for doing that in my life. You have not allowed me to be stranded of good things. Because your goodness keeps following me. You have not allowed me to be stranded of mercy, of favor, of health. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank God again. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for being my God. Thank you for standing to defend me. Thank you for standing to help me. Thank you for standing for me in places I couldn't stand for myself. Begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Lord, for being my God. Thank you for being my shield. Thank you for being my refuge, my fortress. Thank you for being my defender. Thank you for being the God who fights my battles. Thank you for being my help. Thank you for being my restorer, my redeemer, my savior. Thank you for being my song. Thank you, Lord, for being my light, the light through which we see. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank the Lord again. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for putting the enemy to shame in my life. Thank you for putting the enemy to shame in my situations. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for putting the devil to shame concerning me, the evil intentions of the enemy toward me did not come to pass. The dark plans of the enemy against me did not happen. Thank you, Father, for putting the enemy to shame in my life. Thank you for putting the kingdoms of darkness to shame. Thank you for disgracing them. Thank you for causing them pain. Thank you for frustrating their walks. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. We're going to be praying I want you to let me know if my network is bad. Yeah, I think it's okay now. Yeah, I think all of you can hear my voice very clear. Yeah, but if it's not, let me know. We're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your mercy teach forgiveness in my life. Let your mercy speak forgiveness for me, forgiveness of sins. Let your mercy produce forgiveness for my sins. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Or you can say, Father, through your mercy, forgive my sins. By your mercy, forgive my sins. Forgive my unrighteousness. Forgive my iniquities. Forgive my wrongdoings. Through your mercy, Forgive my sins, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I choose the way of repentance. I choose the way of righteousness. I choose the way of purity. I choose the way of love, the new love. I choose the way of peace. I choose the way of holiness. O Lord, forgive my sins. Forgive my unrighteousness. Forgive my wrongdoings. Forgive my trespasses. Forgive my iniquities. Forgive me, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Those of you who are a parent, yeah, maybe you are a father or you are a mother, that is, you have children, and then you keep correcting your child. You keep telling your child not to do this. I don't like this. But your child keep on repeating the same thing. The same thing you are telling your boy or your girl to not do. That is what your child keep on repeating. Now, for those of you who are parents, will you be happy with that child? Of course not. Yeah. Especially when you know that child knows the right from wrong. And you know that the child has the ability to stop doing that thing he or she keeps doing. Will you be happy? That child repeating the same wrong things, you have told him or her not to do, of course you will not be happy. So if you, as a parent, are not to be happy when your child keeps on repeating those wrong things you told him or her not to do, then how do you think God is happy with you when you keep on repeating the same thing it tells you not to do? And you know it in your heart that this thing I'm doing, God hates it, my Father in heaven hates it. Even while you are doing those things, your conscience keeps on pulling you in your heart, but you keep on ignoring your conscience. That is wickedness, a great wickedness. Yeah, because you are trying to do against God what even you cannot tolerate from your own time. You're trying to do that against God. Yeah, that is great wickedness. When you know that something is wrong, you know before doing it, before thinking such thing, yeah, because we start committing sin from our thoughts. It's not only in your actions that you commit sin, from your mind. Sin starts from the mind. Yeah, so even the things you were thinking in your mind, and you know that I'm not supposed to be thinking these things, but yet you continue to think in that direction, that is wickedness against God. And many other, many similar things. You're going to pray. The fact that you can't, you are not seeing God physically, doesn't mean he's happy with you. Yeah. We have to be careful. We have to fear God. You're going to pray. Say, Father, I repent of my sins. Forgive me of those things I kept on repeating. Forgive me of those things I kept on repeating. It is to those things I kept on committing against you, despite that you have warned me several times, you have corrected me several times, but yet I kept on committing the same sin against you. Say, Father, have mercy on me and forgive me. Begin to pray like that. Father, forgive me of those things I kept on committing against you despite several warnings from you, despite several corrections from you. Oh Lord, forgive me. I hope you are praying. You can only deceive yourself. You cannot deceive God. You know how you stand before God. You know who you are before God. Say, Father, I repent today. I repent today. Forgive me of those things I kept on committing against you. Forgive me, Father. I do not want you to be angry with me. Forgive me, Father. Forgive me, Father. All those things I kept on repeating against you. Oh Lord, I repent today. Forgive me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, I have said it before that the thing we should take very seriously is having issues with God. Yeah. Some Christians, they are more conscious about not having issues with Satan, in the sense that they don't want Satan to have anything to accuse them in God's presence. Yeah, they don't want Satan to have a legal ground over them. Yeah, they don't want to go to hell. Yeah, but the person you should really fear is not Satan, is God. Yeah. The person you shouldn't have issues with is God. Yeah. You should not have issues with God. That is, you should not offend God. Yeah. You should not offend God. I can see that in this generation, we take God for granted. We have no honor for Him, no fear for Him, no respect for Him. And I pity this generation. Yeah, the one we should fear, we don't really fear Him. I pity this generation of ours. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open my understanding, open my eyes and understanding to things that I am doing against You that I don't know about. Say, Father, open my eyes and understanding to those things that I am doing that is offending You, but I don't know. We need to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, open my eyes. Open my understanding. With those things I am doing against You, but it's unknown to me that they are offending You. Oh Lord, open my eyes now. In the name of Jesus. I don't want to have issues with You. I don't want to be Your enemy. I want to be Your friend. I want to be Your friend. Not Your enemy. Oh Lord, open my understanding. Open my eyes to those things I am doing that is causing You pain. Those things I am doing that is offending You. Those things You hate that I am doing. But I seem not to know that You hate them. Oh Lord, open my eyes to them now so that I can amend my ways. In the name of Jesus, I don't want to have issues with You. Have mercy on me, Father. Have mercy on me, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. Now, you know, as a pastor, I pray for a lot of people. pray for many people. So maybe that is why I fear God a lot. Because of many things God will reveal to me about the people I pray for. Yeah. I think that really added to the fear of God in my heart. Yeah. What am I saying? What I'm saying is that I have prayed for people and I discovered that they have issues with God. They have strong issues with God. And because of that, God has determined to never help them. And these are people who are so desperate to get help from God. These are people, I mean, some of those people, they are people that can pray very well. They can fast very well. These are people that go to mountain tops to pray. They go to prayer grounds to pray. These are people that when you see them, you would think they are godly people, holy people, righteous people. Yeah, but when I was praying for them, I realized that even in 20 years to come, they will never get certain helps from God. Why? Because they have strong issues with God. And they are not willing to correct those issues. They are not willing to repent and humble themselves and surrender to Jesus. Yeah. Some of them, I don't even know how to tell them. And some of them, even after telling them, they still will not change their ways. In fact, some of them will confirm that this is what they will confirm that what you are saying is true. That's what I've been doing. But they will not change. So how will a Christian know the wrong things he or she is doing and yet decide not to change his or her ways? Is that not wickedness? Yeah. That's wickedness. That's rebellion. We are still going to pray. So it is a dangerous thing to have issues with God. Yeah, it's very dangerous. Because you don't know where God would wait for you to despise you and to judge you. You might be enjoying other blessings from God, but there are some particular blessings you will never get from God. Yeah, God is going to wait for you at certain point to judge you, to deal with you. Yeah, without mercy. And some people go wait for them after death to send them to hell. Because the issues they had with him, they did not fix it when they were still in the world. So you're going to pray. Say, Father, according to your mercy, roll away every judgment, my unrighteousness has brought upon my life. Say, Father, according to your mercy, roll away every judgment, divine judgment, that my unrighteousness has brought upon me. Oh Lord, by your mercy, take away the judgment. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, according to your mercy, take away the judgment that are following me because of my persistent sinning, because of my persistent disobedience, because of my persistent rebellion, because of my persistent carnal living, sinful living, sinful lifestyle, worldly lifestyle. Oh Lord, according to your mercy, take away those judgments that are already following me everywhere. Take away those judgments. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. The reason why living holy can be very difficult for Christians is because of satanic control, demonic control. Demonic possession. Yeah. And that is why, as a Christian, you must continue to pray deliverance prayers upon yourself. Yeah, don't listen to those pastors and preachers that says, when you are a Christian, you don't need deliverance. That a Christian cannot be possessed by demons. A Christian cannot be controlled by demons. Don't listen to those preachers. They are agents of Satan. Yeah, as a Christian, you must continue to pray deliverance prayers on yourself. If you want to live a life that will please God, if you want to live a holy life, because you are in the midst of very thick darkness. The whole world is full of it, very thick darkness. And that darkness is controlling our minds. Yeah, the meaning of demonic possession is control. It's all about control. When someone is possessed, what we are saying is that this person is under control of darkness. The only difference is that the level of control might not be the same. The level at which darkness is controlling everyone might not be the same. But as I'm talking to you right now, more than 90% of people living on earth are being controlled by darkness every day, including the highly anointed men of God. They are being controlled by Satan every hour. And some of them don't even know that the action they took was not from God, was from Satan. Yeah. Some of them don't even know that the prophecy they gave was not even from God, but from the realms of darkness. Yeah, so the whole world is under a very strong influence and control of the dark kingdom. And then someone is saying, Yeah, a Christian, you don't need deliverance anymore. Don't pray for deliverance. Run away from such people. They want to kill you. They want to kill you when they tell you that. Yeah. So you're going to pray. There is so great darkness in this world, and you cannot overcome if you are a prayerless Christian. You cannot win if you don't pray both deliverance prayers and warfare prayers every day. There's no way you will rule over the darkness that has covered this earth. So you're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God be strong. Every darkness controlling my spirit, soul, and mind to sin against God. Let the anger of God destroy every darkness controlling my spirit, soul, and mind to sin against God. To do contrary to the will of God. Right now, begin to pray like that. Let the anger of God destroy them. Let the anger of God destroy them. Let the anger of God waste them. Let the anger of God waste them. Powers of darkness. Creatures of darkness. Principalities, princes of darkness, controlling my emotions, feelings, thoughts, to sin against my God, be consumed by the anger of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, be consumed by the anger of God. Thank you, Lord. Powers of darkness, powers of witchcraft, powers of the flesh, powers of sin, controlling my mind, my emotions, my thoughts, to sin against God. Controlling my body, my soul, and spirit to offend God. Be consumed by the anger of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, be consumed by the anger of God right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Oh, we are free. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. And you are still going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, baptize me with fire. To live a holy life before God. Say, Lord Jesus, baptize me with fire. To live a holy life, to live a pure life before God. Begin to pray like that. Lord Jesus, baptize me with fire. Baptize me with fire. John the Baptist said, the one coming after him is mightier than him. And he will baptize us with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Jesus is the baptizer with fire. the baptizer with fire. Say, Lord Jesus, baptize me with fire. To live a pure life before God. To live a clean life before God. To live a righteous life before God. To live holy before my God. Baptize me with fire right now. Baptize my spirit with fire. Baptize my soul with fire. Baptize my body with fire. To live an acceptable life in the sight of God. In the name of Jesus. Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you see, the truth that many pastors are not telling you is the fact that if you can live holy, if you can live a holy life, a pure life, you have conquered the world. You have conquered Satan. You have conquered even poverty. You have conquered many principalities. Yeah. And you have conquered sicknesses and diseases. Yeah, that is the truth. Many preachers will not tell you. Yeah, if you can live a real holy life, I know there are fake holy lives. Or maybe I should say there is fake holiness. But I'm talking about the original holiness. The original purity, original righteousness. If you can have that, I'm telling you, you have conquered the world. And you have conquered all the forces of darkness all over the world. I'm telling you the truth. Yeah. You have conquered even poverty and limitations. Yeah. So that is why Satan is so busy to ensure that Christians don't leave in holiness, because he knows that is the only thing that will give us an upper hand over him. He knows that it is only holiness that can make us stronger than him. So that is why all the demons and all the agents of darkness in the dark kingdom, they don't want you to be holy. Because they know that when you can attain holiness, they cannot overcome you. Even if it is billions of them and they face only you, they can't win. They can't. Yeah. So you're going to pray. I'm telling you this truth because I love you, because I care about you. Yeah. So don't let anyone deceive you. I'm not saying that faith is not important. I'm not saying that fastings, prayers, they're not important. But make sure you use your faith to get holiness first. Make sure you use your fastings and prayers to get holiness first. before you use it to get any other thing. I know what I'm talking about. Now, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to attain genuine holiness. Real holiness. Empower me to attain it. Empower me to lay hold of it. Real holiness. Genuine holiness. I want to have it. Father, empower me to have it. Open your mouth and pray like that. Don't let anyone deceive you that it's impossible to be holy. It is not impossible. It is not impossible. You can be holy. There is an ability of God that produces holiness in human beings. And God can give you that ability if you are willing to pay the price. If you are willing to consecrate yourself, deny yourself. If you are willing to die to yourself, He will give you that ability. Say, Father, I want to have real holiness. Real perfection. There is perfection. If anyone tells you that no one is perfect, it's a lie. Tell them to go and read Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. It says, be ye perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. There is perfection. There is absolute perfection. You can have it. You can have it. There is real holiness and you can have it. The Father, empower me to have real holiness. Empower me to have real purity. Empower me, O Lord. I want to have it. If the people in the Bible could have it, I also want to have it. If the people in the Old Testament could have that testimony that they please God, say, Father, I want to have that testimony too. If the apostles could have the testimony that they pleased God, if the early Christians, the early church could have the testimony that they live lives that pleased the Lord, say, Father, I want to have the same testimony. Empower me. I hope you are praying. I don't know if you really care about these things we are praying about. Say, Father, empower me. Empower me to have real holiness. Real holiness that heaven admires. Real holiness that even the angels admire. Oh Lord, help me to have it. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You see, when I started to pursue after real holiness, and what is real holiness? It is also called holiness within and without. that is holiness both on your inside and on your outside. Yeah, it is also called practical holiness. Yeah, that is, you are doing what you say is in you. The same thing that you say you have in you, you are doing it practically. For instance, you say you have love in you, then you are showing that love practically. Yeah, you say you have purity in you, then you are showing it practically. Yeah, not some people that they are just hypocrites. They are something else on the inside. And then there's something else on the outside. What they say they are, what they say they are is not what they really are. Yeah, that is hypocrisy. Yeah. What they are inside of them is different from what they are showing everyone that they are. So that one is not holiness. Yeah, you cannot say you are holy and then you are dressing seductively, and you know that this dressing is able to cause the opposite sex to sin. How can you say you are holy? That's fake holiness. Yeah, you say you love God, and then you are taking pleasure in bringing others to sin against God. Is that not the God you say you love? Why are you not holy in your dressing? And there's some people, they say they are holy in their dressings, but inside of them, a lot of wickedness and self-righteousness. Yeah, so practical holiness or real holiness is one that is happening both on your inside and on your outside. Yeah, that is real holiness. Now, as I was saying, when I began to pursue this type of holiness, that was when I began to fight principalities. Now, when I was not pursuing that holiness, those darkness, it was low level demons I was fighting, you know, witchcraft is low level demons or low level darkness. Witchcraft is not the high level ones. So when I was not pursuing holiness, I was just dealing with those low rank demons, low rank agents of Satan. Those were the ones I was fighting with. But when I made up my mind to pursue after genuine holiness, that was when I knew about principalities. Of course, I've read them in the Bible, but that was when I knew them face to face. Yeah. So that was when I began to face demons. I'm talking about demons that are controlling the universe. I mean, they are controlling the whole earth from the space. Yeah, I'm talking about demons that are based in the second heaven. Yeah. So that tells you that we cannot know a victorious Christian or we cannot say a Christian is victorious until that Christian has overcome sin and sinful nature. That is when that Christian is actually victorious, or that pastor. So the pastor or a pastor can be working miracles. That doesn't mean he's victorious yet. That doesn't mean he's victorious over darkness yet. He can be casting out small demons. That doesn't mean he's victorious yet. But you are going to pray. I'm taking time to tell you these things, so so that you can know the reality of the spirit world, so that you can be aware of the reality of the spiritual world, so that you can know how to rule in that realm, and you know, stop becoming a baby Christian. As I'm telling you all of these things, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, empower me to overcome the kingdoms of darkness and forfeit unrighteousness, sin in my environment. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, empower me to conquer the powers of darkness, promoting sin, immoralities in my environment. Right there where you are staying, principalities have their agents there. Open your mouth and start praying like that. Begin to pray, the Holy Ghost, empower me. Holy Spirit, empower me. Holy Spirit, empower me to conquer the forces of darkness that is causing everyone to sin in this environment that I am staying. The powers of darkness enforcing sin, ungodliness, unrighteousness, sexual immoralities, sexual perversions in this environment that I stay, that I live. Holy Spirit, empower me to conquer the powers promoting sin in my environment. In the name of Jesus. I hope you are praying. The Holy Spirit, empower me. The Holy Spirit, empower me. The Holy Spirit, empower me. Holy Spirit, empower me. Holy Spirit, empower me. Holy Spirit, empower me. Continue to pray like that. I want to dominate the forces of darkness, polluting people in this environment, defiling people, corrupting people, the forces of darkness, seducing people. The Holy Spirit, empower me to conquer them home. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, oh, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Another thing you need to know is that you cannot have real holiness. You cannot live holy if you do not know God very closely. No. You cannot live a life of genuine holiness if you do not know God very closely. Yeah, because receive, the closer you draw to God, the more you change into the likeness of God, into the nature of God. And it takes that nature to please God. So you need to have the same nature that is in God to live a life that will please God. So it has to do with transformation. Yeah, it's not about self-righteousness. It's not about you setting certain rules and you following certain regulations. Is of course it's going to look like that, but it's beyond that. Yeah, because we are not lawless people. We follow the law of Christ. Yeah. But how we do it, how we follow the law of Christ is by transformation. That is, we have a nature that naturally please God. Not that you are trying to please God with your human wisdom and human strength. That will only lead you into self-righteousness. But when you have been changed on your inside into the kind of person that can please God, that is when you will please God. So you are going to pray. With the Father, draw me closer to yourself till I transform completely into a new creature that can please you. Say, Father, draw me closer to yourself till I change completely into a new creature that can please you. Open your mouth and pray like that. Thank you, Lord. I hope you are praying. Say, Father, draw me closer to yourself. Draw me closer to yourself till I change completely into a new person that can please you without struggle. Draw me closer to yourself till I change completely into a new creature that naturally loves you. A new creature that naturally obeys you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, take away my Adamic nature and give me your whole nature. The Lord Jesus, from within me, the sinful nature, the human nature that I was born with, and replace it with your own nature, your divine nature. Right now, do it, Lord Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Jesus is able to do that. The Lord Jesus uproots the Adamic nature that is naturally your enemy, naturally wicked, naturally disobedient, the Adamic nature in me that is naturally evil, naturally unclean, naturally unrighteous. Lord Jesus, take that nature away right now. Take that nature out of me. It has destroyed my life. I want to be free. It has limited my life. Say, Lord Jesus, I want to be free. Take away from me this nature of sin that I was born with into this world, this human nature. So Lord Jesus, take it away. Give me the nature that is in you, the divine nature that is in you, the divine nature that naturally loves God, the divine nature that naturally obeys God, the divine nature that naturally fears God, and naturally pleases God. Give me that nature. Now, Lord Jesus, give me that nature. Let that nature be my nature. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Another thing, many pastors will not tell you. The fact that your human nature is the same with the Adamic nature, is the sinful nature. Yeah, the fact that there is nothing good in you as a human until Jesus sanctifies you, until Jesus circumcises you and take away that nature and give you his own nature. Yeah. You can call yourself a nice person. Yeah, you can say, I think I'm a nice lady or nice guy. That doesn't make you righteous. Yeah. You can have good works, but that doesn't make you righteous. Because those good works are coming from the Adamic nature. So deep down, those good works or niceness are working in line with your flesh and self, not with God. When we say God, the meaning of God is a person that a person that when you look at that person, you can't find self in that person. Like when self is dead completely, then God is created. God is born. Yeah. So God is the perfect example of we want to say selflessness. A perfect example of knows absence of self. Yeah. A personality that you cannot find self in operation in that person, or self ruling that person. That is God. That is who God is. As God is like that, he is not existing for himself. So when Jesus came, he came to show us a practical example of who God is in heaven. Yeah, because if you read Philippians chapter 2, yeah, you're going to see how Apostle Paul was talking about the humility of Jesus. You know, he said he was obedient to the point of death. And then God now exalts him and gives him a name that is above every other name. Every other name. So that is who God is. A personality that is, that has no self ruling inside of him. So he's completely void of self. Completely void of self. I mean completely. Yeah. So how can you say a human being is good? Because he's just doing some good works. So the good works doesn't make you righteous. What makes you righteous is the transformation. The fact that you lose your human nature and then you now have the divine nature. That is when you are righteous. Not because somebody is saying you are a nice woman, you are a nice man, you are a kind person, you are a good person. There's no human being that is good until he or she is born again. And to be born again is what I've just explained. To be born again is when you lose the human nature and then you receive the divine nature. That is when you are born again. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I touch out every spirit of self-righteousness in me that is making me to glory in works, in good works, and not in the grace of God. That is making me to boast in good works and not in grace. Say, I cast out that spirit. The Bible says that we are saved by grace. Saved by grace. Not by works, not by good works, not by being nice. That is not going to save you, my brothers and sisters. Being nice is not going to save you. Helping the poor, being generous, that is not what will save you. That is not what will take you to heaven. I'm not saying that is wrong, but that is not salvation. So you're going to say, I cast out every spirit of self-righteousness that is making me to boast in good works and not in the grace of Jesus Christ and not in the nature of Jesus and not in the power of Jesus and not in the ability of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, I cast out every spirit of self-righteousness that is making me to think that my salvation will come from good works. Every spirit of self-righteousness that is making me to boast in what my human strength can do and not in what the strength of Jesus can do. I cast out that spirit in the name of Jesus. Every religious spirit, self-righteousness spirit, that is making me to boast in good works and not in the grace of God, that is making me to trust in good works and not in the grace of God, I cast out that spirit right now. In the name of Jesus. Pray this prayer very well. Pray this prayer very well. You must not trust in your human strength. You must trust in the grace of God. You must not trust in good works. You must trust in the grace of God. There's nothing wrong with good works, but that is not where your salvation is. Your salvation is in the grace of God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, that we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray several more prayer points before we round off the session. You know, I said it earlier that if you are really going to please God at this time, you must pray a lot of deliverance prayers and warfare prayers as a Christian. You must pray a lot of deliverance prayers and warfare prayers. So we want to pray some of those deliverance prayers. We've prayed some earlier, and I want you to raise up your right hand. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, pass through my spirit, soul, and body. And destroy every deposit of darkness there that is making it difficult for me to live the life God wants me to live. The fire of the Holy Ghost passed through my spirit, soul, and body. Destroy every deposit of darkness there that is making it difficult for me to live the kind of life God wants me to live. Open your mouth and pray like that. Shashane de getelelea. Inishtu zesuza hanshto gatabash de bala. Nesheste atetenje de bala. Fire of the Holy Ghost, pass through my body. Pass through my blood. Pass through my brain. My nerves. Pass through every part of me. Destroy every deposit of darkness in me that is making it difficult for me to live the kind of life God wants me to live. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Destroy every pollution of darkness in me that is making it's difficult for me to live a victorious Christian life. Making it difficult for me to live a pure and successful Christian life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, pass through me. Destroy all the deposits of darkness in me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points. Just to be to raise up your right hand. God, you need to say fire of the Holy Ghost. Locate every realm of darkness that have held me captive. Every realm of darkness that held my spirit captive, held my soul captive, held my mind captive. Fire of the Holy Ghost, to locate those realms and release me. Locate those realms and deliver me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Locate every realm of darkness that has captured my brain, captured my feelings, captured my emotions. Yeah, some of you, everything you have been feeling is not normal. It's from the realms of darkness. It's not normal. The fire of the Holy Ghost, locate every realm of darkness that has captured my life and deliver me. Enter into those realms and deliver me. Enter into those realms and deliver me, thank the Lord. Mansusha ne tegi de hesh legalea. Mansushashta de toba halushta. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, locate every realm of darkness that has captured my soul and set me free now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. You're still going to raise up your right hand. Yeah, don't get tired because you need reasons. Raise up your right hand. You need to see fire of the Holy Ghost. Locate every realm of darkness that have captured my glory. Deliver me. Locate every realm of darkness that has captured the glory of my calling and destiny. And release that glory to manifest. Open your mouth and pray it down. Continue to pray like that. Release the glory. Locate the realms of darkness, the realms of witchcraft. Whether visible or invisible, that have captured the glory of my calling and destiny. Locate those realms and release my glory to manifest. Release my glory to manifest. Fire of the Holy Ghost, release my glory. Manifest love in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 4 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I come against every covenant of darkness. Initiated by my ancestors. Before I was born. That is now causing limitations in my life. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray. They come against every covenant of darkness initiated by my ancestors. Is now causing limitations in my life. Let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every covenant of darkness my ancestors initiated, that is causing limitations in my life, causing setbacks in my life, causing failures in my life. Purge fire of the Holy Ghost right now. Be consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Be consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 3 more prayer points. You know, some of you, your ancestors made covenant with the devil that all their children, that is, all the children born into your bloodline must serve the devil. Yeah, you were not there when they made those covenants with the devil. Yeah. It might not be your parents, it might be your grandparents or great grandparents. So they made covenants with the devil, saying that everyone born into your family must serve the devil, must worship other gods. Yeah. And that can be the reason why it's difficult for you to serve God correctly. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God be strong. Every ancestral covenant that says I must serve the devil, that says I must serve Satan, let the hunger of God consume them now. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. This prayer is very serious. Then let the hand of God destroy every ancestral covenant that says I must serve Satan. That says I must serve sin. That says I must serve darkness. That says I must be a slave to darkness. Let the hunger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy them. Ancestral covenants that says my generation must serve the devil. Pain be consumed by the hunger of God right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord. Last name. Yeah. Okay. You're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let the sword of the Lord upon evil hand controlling each day of my life. Go against the will of God. To go against the word of God. To go against the plans of God. Let the sword of the Lord them off. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. Let the sword of the Lord cut them off. Every evil hand manipulating my days, controlling each day of my life to go against the will of God, to go against the mind of God, to go against the plans of God. In the name of Jesus, let the sword of the Lord cut them off right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say fire of the Holy Ghost. Stop down every portal of darkness that is releasing evil into my life. Releasing demons into my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, shut them down. Open your mouth and pray. Fire of the Holy Ghost, shut them down. Portals of darkness, releasing evil into my life. Portals of darkness in my environment, releasing darkness, releasing him into my life. Be shut down by the fire of the Holy Ghost right now. In the name of Jesus, I shut them down. Begin to say, I shut them down. Every portal of darkness, portal of witchcraft, portal of demons, releasing evils into my life. I shut them down right now. I shut them down right now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, begin to shut them down. Portals of darkness, releasing failures into my life. Hardships, sufferings, poverty into my life. And I shut them down right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, you receive fire and power to have dominion over the thick darkness that has covered the world. That's covered the world. May I receive fire and power to rule over that darkness. Open your mouth and pray like that. And I receive prayer. I receive power. I receive prayer. I receive power to soft heal the deep darkness that has conquered my generation. To soft heal the deep darkness that has covered the earth, that has covered the world. I receive fire and power to rule over the darkness now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I receive power to rule over the darkness right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'll be stopping and I'll be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Raise up your right hand. Father, we thank you for your faithful. Thank you for your great love and mercies toward us. Thank you for your compassion toward us. Thank you because whoever runs to you shall not be cast away. Your mercy endures forever indeed. Thank you for always being there for us in times of need. Thank you for not forsaking us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for those things you have led us to pray about during this prayer session. Thank you because you will answer all our prayers. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you because you're going to give us blessings and helps we do not even ask for. Thank you, Father. I ask, O Lord, that you visit every life here and perform great victories in every life by your power. Let there be great victories in the lives of everyone here right now in Jesus' name. O Lord, according to your mercy, take away your judgment that is following these ones because of the disobedience and rebellion they did against you. O Lord, according to your mercy, take away the judgment in the name of Jesus. Let a new season begin in every life here. A new season of glorious manifestations, a new season of perfect peace, perfect joy, a new season of holy living, righteous living. Let that season emerge in the lives of everyone here right now, in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that your helpers that have forgotten you shall now remember you and shall help you in the name of Jesus. Those things that have been termed impossible in your life, I reverse them now. In the name of Jesus, you shall see great miracles from this hour henceforth. In the name of Jesus, I repeat, you shall see great miracles. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed.